It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, Grandy, what's up?
Well, you guys, we were at a Chase Center, Thrive City, last night for the show. I, after the show got done, I hopped inside a Chase Center. I did Warriors pre and post. And I can tell you, while the Warriors game was going on, there was a group of, I'm not going to name names, a group of the established media that cover Warrior games consistently that in the middle of the game took off to go down to the media lounge to watch the World Series game over the game they were covering.
Any of them work for us?
Oh, of course not.
Okay. That's good.
Whit would never.
She wouldn't. If the Royals were playing, she might have. But not the Yankees or the Dodgers. Listen, I get it. I get it. This was a fancy World Series.
Super fancy.
This is as fancy as it gets.
Right. And if you are not a fan of either team or you're not a hater of either team, the amount of appeal in that game is dramatic. Each team has four or five super mega stars, and so if you're just a sports fan and you don't hate the Dodgers or you don't hate the Yankees or love either team, that's an exciting watch because there's people who are playing who you know about and you've heard about.
I also feel, though, and this is just me, remember Guru yesterday was like, oh, we got action, you know, like the Yankees, maybe the Dodgers will be the first team to blow a 3-0 lead. I'm like, no. The second, I will tell you what I watched. I watched this series with that unbelievable game one. That game one, which, what night was that, by the way? Was that Friday?
Yeah, because they wanted to avoid Sunday.
Yeah, last Friday. So, ain't nothing else on. So, it's Friday night, and these teams are throwing haymakers at one another in the 8th, 9th, and 10th inning, right? They're going to extra innings, and it's going back and forth. And you end up with the bases loaded and two outs, and the Yankees up by a run, and Freddie Freeman sees one pitch, gone. I'm like, the series is over. The series is over. The Yankees aren't coming back from that. There are people crying everywhere. This thing is cooked. Freddie and his son and his dad and Shohei and Mookie and blah, 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 blah. This thing is over. So whatever emotional reaction I had to the World Series and the stupid Dodgers winning it, it happened that night. I sat with it that night already. So, like, for me, there was very, very little in terms of an emotional reaction last night. I know that I went to Twitter and wrote congratulations to the Dodgers on their first World Series since 1988. And people are like, either you're trolling or what the other answer I got, oh, you salty. You mad. No, actually, I'm not. First of all, I knew that it would get all of you mad. And you may say that's trolling.
That is trolling.
Except
the epitome of trolling.
But except for this point. I don't care that you disagree with me. I actually believe that.
Right, but it's the reason why you did it was because you wanted to get a reaction.
No.
The only reason you put it out on Twitter was to get a reaction.
Why would we put anything out on Twitter?
because we want to share news, yeah. Or you want to,
and
I want to share
where my head is at right. In this moment. And first of all, I'm a Giants fan. I don't hide this.
Right.
I think it's funny.
You don't have to care. You don't have to hide from the fact that you were trying to troll Dodger fans.
I'm not, because to me, trolling is if you're saying something that's inauthentic. And I actually, truly believe that what happened in 2020, though a thing, is not the same as all the other things. I truly believe that, and I really don't care.
But it can still be trolling even if you firmly believe it. And I would
wouldn't use that word.
Well, you can use whatever word you want.
I don't feel like it was trolling.
We have many people in our governance who believe things, and they put out their beliefs, and it comes across as trolling, even though they firmly believe the idiotic things that they're saying, and they say it because they believe it.
Did you just call me an idiot?
No, they're idiotic things that people say. What you said is not idiotic. I don't agree with it. You're entitled to your opinion. Yeah. I just think that you put it out there because you wanted to get a reaction and you wanted to stick it to Dodger fans.
Yes, I'm a Giants fan. It's my job to stick it to Dodger fans. However, at the same time, I think this way. When people look back on the career of Clayton Kershaw, don't tell me he was champion. Don't do it.
Two-time champion.
Not a two-time champion. First of all, he didn't pitch this year.
Yeah, he did. He pitched this year like 3 or 4 times.
No, I'm talking about in the playoffs.
Okay, but he gets a ring.
Yes, he gets a ring. Good.
Patrick McCaw has 3 rings.
So does the equipment manager. Whatever. And don't tell me in 2020, which, by the way, he pitched horribly in 2020. And secondly, it's not the same. You can call it a ring.
He got 2 rings.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has 2 rings. But, don't put him next to Madison Bumgarner.
No, but we
don't
give
do it.
Timmy got a ring in 2014, right? And he was terrible.
Well, again, yeah, you get a ring. Crook and Kipe have a bunch of rings. And all they did was connect with us.
But Kershaw gets one this year, even though when he pitched, he pitched terrible.
But I didn't say he didn't get a ring. I said don't put him next to other people who are the definition of a champion. He pitched horribly every time he got to the playoffs, and the only ring that he won where he was playing, he played horrible, and it was a third of a ring. I hope it doesn't actually connect on the bottom of his finger. It's a third of a ring. You can sit it on top of your finger. I hope you've got super glue to keep it from falling off, because it's not a full ring.
I wonder if you'll ever be unbothered by their championship in 2020, because it clearly bothers you.
Everything in 2020. Bothers me. Everything about 2020 bothers me.
Well, there's some things that happened in January and February that were actually pretty spectacular, but
that's fair.
I think the Niners lost the Super Bowl though in February of 2020. That wasn't great.
Not great. Yeah.
Was if you're a Chiefs fan.
No, I won't be not bothered by that. And as far as that whole if the Giants had won, you would sell. I don't care if you celebrate it. Sure, I would have celebrated it, but I truly believe this. If the Giants had won it, I would not put it on the same level as 2010, 12, and 14.
But you would not say that they had 3 1/3 championships since 2010.
I don't know if I would say it that way. I would not say that they just won 4 rings, and they're all just 4 rings. No. No, I really wouldn't. I truly believe that. There's no way for us to ever know.
No, we can never know.
But you have fun. Have a virtual parade on Zoom. Do whatever you want. I'm never going to change that opinion. It's not the same. It actually feels wild to me that anybody thinks it is.
Mark, you out here sounding like a hater, my brother.
Well, then you know what? I'm going to eat it. That's fine. Anyway, that was my entry point for the World Series, and it actually got kind of fun last night. Kind of getting to go back and forth, especially because my career started down there.
Yeah.
So I've got a lot of social media people.
A lot of friends and family.
Who live down there. And they got all the funniest thing is when people get offended. They're like, you're coming at us. I'm like, no, you didn't play. You're not acknowledging us. Why would I acknowledge you? You're just sitting there with a computer. No, this is not, it's not personal to anybody. Whoever won the title that year won a thing that is different than all the other things that people win at the end of baseball seasons. So congratulations to the Dodgers, because this year they actually won a real World Series. And it was very impressive. And here's you want to know what's under the covers that I really hate about this year? I don't even hate these players this year. They're all kind of likable. Freddie Freeman's out here with his kid and his dad. And then you got Shohei, who is just a spectacle, even though I still don't believe the gambling story for one iota of a second, but fine. I gamble too, so I'm not mad at you. And Mookie, are you kidding me? Mookie with the smile, and they're just phenomenal baseball players. Dave Roberts is the nicest guy ever, and he's worn the Giants
Max
uniform.
Max Muncy, Walker
Buehler. No, forget
Buehler,
him. No, no. Max Muncy.
Teoscar Hernandez. Kike Hernandez. What? I mean, Kike's some quality Kike, dudes
Kike's
right
Kike's
here.
Annoying, and Max Muncy can play in traffic. But the rest of the guys, what, Grandy?
You want to know the stat of the day when it comes to World Series?
Probably not.
A. Will Smith has won five consecutive World Series.
A. Will Smith. Yeah.
How about that? Including 2020.
That's not true.
That's true.
A. Will Smith has won the last four in a third World Series.
See, he'll never get over it.
It's not that I'm not over it. I'm just never going to acknowledge
it. You don't sound over it.
No, he'll never get over it. And
Do I look mad? Am I a happy guy or not?
Not on this subject.
No?
You drilled down.
Am I smiling right now?
You immediately went to Twitter and had to debase the effort of professional athletes in the middle of a pandemic.
First of all,
based on the fact that they happen to be geographically in a place that you don't like.
Athletes don't care what I say, nor is there any chance that any of them even see it. Mookie Betts doesn't follow me.
I'm not worried about
exactly how it affects them.
My job as a Giants fan, I was raised at Candlestick Park.
My job. You on the payroll?
I was raised at Candlestick Park, and when you see a Dodger fan, you give him the business. That's the deal.
Well, bring that same energy next time you see FP, the guy who played for the Dodgers.
And the Giants.
Right.
And is a Giants fan.
Right, but he's a Dodger. The dude wore the blue.
Well, but he's a Giant.
But he was a Dodger, so...
That's a job.
Ah, but and your job is to, rip the Dodgers.
Dodger fans.
Right.
I'm not... Did I rip the Dodgers?
You just said that those Dodgers could go play in traffic. That seems a little mean-spirited.
Well, Max Muncy is an awful human being.
He owned Bumgarner.
Actually, I've never met the guy.
He drove Bumgarner out of town with that.
No, he didn't.
Get that out of the ocean, Bumgarner. What a beaut.
Come on, man. That's what I'm getting at. It's funny that you, like, you're angry.
I'm fascinated by, you know, the way that you drill down on that.
But if you can't have fun with this, what are we doing here?
Oh, we can have fun with
that. That's all I'm doing. This is a rivalry.
I think it's a little bit more than that.
No, this is a rivalry. I will wake up every day and find whatever angle I can to get under the skin of a Dodger fan, because that's what we're doing here.
Ah.
That's what we're doing here. What else are we doing here?
We're talking about sports and doing it in an uplifting, positive way.
Except this one subject. I thought Buddy Hield and Jonathan Kuminga were phenomenal last night.
Fantastic.
They're phenomenal.
Are you guys ready to come around on Kuminga? Lucas, Grandy, those of you trying to run him out of town after three games?
Don't you do that. Nobody's trying to run him out of town.
I'll go to the phone thread.
I was on your side, Divs. Yeah, what are you doing?
I'll go to the thread.
Nobody said trade him. Nobody did. Lucas? Lucas might have said to trade him. Nobody said trade him.
Go to the thread.
I told you I was down on him. Stop shooting threes, dude. Go to the bucket. Guess what he's doing?
Yeah.
Going to the bucket.
Yep.
Go get a bucket. Okay? Buddy Buckets. Brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Eat it, Dodger fans. Eat it.
You got to eat it today.
It is Halloween. I probably will eat it.
Yep, no doubt.
All right, Jesse Sapolo joins us next on Willard and Dibs. I'm going to eat it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Interesting, and this is breaking. We're going to go to our friend Jesse Sapolo here in just a second. 49 are great, but you fantasy football enthusiasts, try this one on for size. Just a couple of minutes ago, Rams wide receiver Puka Nacua scheduled for his weekly press conference, but was not able to do it because he left practice with another knee injury.
Oh, no.
He will be listed as limited on the injury report. Sean McVay next speaks tomorrow.
Man.
Puka.
Did he play one game or two?
One game.
One game.
And he wasn't even supposed to play it. Then they activated him. He
looked
played.
Pretty good.
Went for over 100 yards.
Yep.
Unbelievable. So we'll keep you up to date on that. As the NFC West turns, injuries aplenty for sure. But let's talk a little Niner football and then also just something that's really good. We have been blessed to get to know the people with the Golden Heart Fund along with the San Francisco 49ers. Basically, 49ers taking care of their own. All of the former 49ers, many of whom are not the big famous ones with big bank accounts and all of that stuff, who need help after playing years of such a difficult game. And their fourth annual Golden Heart Run, presented by Cisco, will be at Levi's Stadium this weekend on November 2nd. Patrick Willis will be the official starter of the 4.9K run. Get it? 4.9. And so all of that is happening this weekend, and Jesse Sapolo is a part of it, and he joins us now on the River Islands guest line here on Willard and Dibs. Jesse, how are you?
How are you guys doing? Pleasure to be on with you on your show today, and thank you for having me on.
Yeah, pleasure to have you on, as always. And we'll get to some of the Golden Heart stuff for sure, and would love to talk that out to you and what it means to you, but would love to start with the Niner season as a whole, which has certainly had all kinds of twists and turns. And what's your perspective on where they are and what you think they still have ahead of them?
I think, you know, it's kind of similar to, you know, the ring that I wear the most almost every day. It's my first choice to wear. It's the ring where we started 5-6. And we blew a 23-point lead in Arizona. And, you know, at that time, it was before social media. But we felt like a lot of the people jumped off the wagon at that time. But we had some players-only meetings. And we got together with the coaches, and we turned our season around and went on to win Super Bowl 23.
Yeah, and that's the kind of story that Niner fans want to hear about this team, Jesse, because they're sitting at 4-4, and I don't think that people are getting off the bandwagon just yet, but there is some concern. What would you say to fans who are nervous about the first 8 games they've played?
Well, I'm more nervous from the standpoint of the injuries. You know, some of our key offensive players are out. You know, it's a shame with Brandon's injury. Because he was coming into his own. It's been the kind of a season that, you know, we sputtered coming out of the blocks, you know, and part of it because we had some holdouts, you know. And I know that because I held out twice in my career, that it doesn't matter how great you are as a player, there's nothing that you can do at home that replaces training camp. And I just felt like, you know, I think that Trent is playing well now. He's hitting his stride, but it took him a few weeks. And I felt like Brandon was doing the same thing until he tore his ACL. So that was a concern. But I also think that our team needs to put two wins together and then start building from there, because I think we have a we show great flashes. You know, two of the losses that we had double-digit leads with under 6 minutes to go in the game, and we just needed to close it out. But, you know, I think this is a veteran group that's played in a lot of big games, which is NFC Championship games, and including the Super Bowl last year. I think they're going to be poised enough to put a streak together and put us right in it. But the great thing about it is that we're in a division right now where we're right in there still.
Jesse Sapolo is with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Jesse, that's interesting that you're talking about your holdout experiences. And Trent Williams did insinuate that now is maybe the time where it'll help him because he's not feeling as tired as he normally would halfway through the year. Did you experience that too? Can we expect maybe a better Trent Williams now because of the holdout?
Well, obviously, you know, you're not taking the punishment of training camp. And at this stage of Trent's career, it's probably the best thing for him. But you could tell in the first couple games that Trent was just trying to get his footing under him a little bit, knowing how great of a player that he is. But, yeah, I think it's going to help us down the stretch. I spoke with Trent after the Arizona game, and I said, you know, just take it one game at a time, even though, you know, things don't look too bright right now. But, you know, we were 3-5, I think, a couple years ago, and then we put it together. Now, we can't go on depending on that type of thing, but I think the fact that we have the players and the veterans on the team that's so used to going into the semifinals and last year played in the Super Bowl, I think we can take some positive reinforcement in that.
What's the big challenge for Trent this year? And you played well into your 30s. I think you were 36 when you finally hung it up, which is about the same age as Trent. What advice do you give him as far as the longevity of a 17-game season?
Well, I think they're doing the right thing. I think Trent has days off. You know, for me, you know, and I joke about it now, is I never conditioned on Monday my last 3 years. You know, they just let me go in and swim in the pool and get the soreness out. But I think his experience, and he's still very, very athletic, but his experience make up for, you know, the lack of, you know, being a young man anymore. But his experience and his leadership will help that line. I think our line, to be honest with you, has been playing pretty well for the most part. And, of course, I think we found a gem in Dominic Pooney that's helped us a lot this year. And I think we're going to hit our stride. We just need to our thing right now is win two games in a row that we focus on the next one.
Jesse, I love that you brought him up. I wanted to ask you about Dominic Pooney, especially since he played one of the positions you used to play. What do you think of him?
A pleasant surprise. You know, watching Dominic Pooney, if I didn't know who he was, I wouldn't tell which one was the rookie on that line right now. You know, and especially the very first week, you know, when we played against a Jets front, that was, you know, highly touted coming in. And I thought our offensive line took it to him. Now, you know, the thing that I'm going to advise him about is at some point, because the NFL season is so much longer, he's going to hit a wall. And he just has to really, you know, make sure he allocates his time correctly and his rest, his nutrition, because he's going to hit a wall, especially if you go into the playoffs.
Yeah, and hopefully they get back to the playoffs. And right now, things trending in the right direction. Jesse Sapolo here on 95.7 The Game. What have you made of Brock Purdy this year? Kind of a new version of Brock with him doing a lot more with his legs. How impressed have you been by his mobility and his ability to run the ball?
To be honest with you, I saw that in preseason, his rookie year. And I felt like, oh, wow, this kid is pretty good, that he's athletic enough to give us some first downs if we need it. If you look at the Detroit game that we were down 24-7, I believe, at halftime, it was his legs that brought us back, you know. And watching the Super Bowl at Allegiant Stadium, I just wish that he could have used his feet a little bit more in that game, because it was such a close Super Bowl game that went into overtime. But, you know, and this is a new year for him where he's dealing with losing, you know, some weapons. And I think he's playing well. I just hope that he doesn't overly press and just trust in his ability to run the 49er offense and then pick his spots. Like you said, he's athletic enough to give us some first downs. That Seattle game, how he was able to run for some first downs, allowed us to separate a little bit.
Jesse, the trade deadline is Tuesday. Do you see any areas of need with this team?
Well, you know, because of injuries, you know, I mean, there's some things that I see, you know, on social media that's a people's wish list, and that's my wish list, too. Imagine if we have another pass rusher on the other side, you know, to give us some depth there and just as dangerous as Nick is on the other side. I felt like we lost a little bit of bulk and height inside, you know, and then Hargrave being hurt, you know, is hurting our depth inside a little bit. And I think that's one of the main reasons why a lot of people are saying our defense is not quite the same. But I think we have the players, you know, to do it. They just got to come together chemistry-wise. You know, we might not have the 6'7 DeForest Buckner or the 6'7 Eric Armstead, but we got good enough guys that if they play together and have the right flow and the right chemistry, we can get it done.
Which of those body types gave you more trouble, the bigger, taller Armstead or the shorter, stockier Javon Hargrave?
Well, honestly, one of the best players, two best players I played against was a guy named Leon Lett from Dallas. They used to call him the Big Cat. He was 6'8".
Yeah.
And then Minnesota had a real slippery pass rusher named Keith Millard from the Bay Area. You remember those Minnesota defensive lines that came? And one year they came to us during the playoffs. They had 71 sacks coming in. I mean, think about that. That means at least six of their guys have double-digit sacks. But we were able to shut them down in the playoffs. But those were some of the challenges that I faced, you know. John Randall now was shorter and quicker, but I always kind of enjoyed playing against him because he was the same size as me. But the tall guys that are really quick, like Millard and Leon Lett, was a handful.
Great callback. Keith Millard, Pleasanton, California. I had forgotten about Keith Millard, Jesse.
Oh, yes, sir. He's an all-pro for the Minnesota Vikings.
Jesse Cipolla with us on Willard and Dibs. All right, the Golden Heart Run coming up on Sunday, or is it on Saturday. Yep. On Saturday morning, and again, gates open at 6:30 a.m. The kids run is first at 8, and then the 4.9K race is going to be at 8:30. Participants in the 4.9K race will receive the Golden Heart Run t-shirt and a finisher's medal. The entry fees and information are out there, and we'll give you the website here before we get done. So if you want to be involved, you still can. But Jesse, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what this event and what this charity means to you.
Well, it means a lot. I mean, this is a chance for our fan base to help our own. You know, we have certain retirement benefits from our union as a NFLPA. But the Golden Heart Fund and the Golden Heart Run directly goes to 49er alumni. You know, we had some leadership players, some like Ronnie Lott, Tina Turner, Brent Jones, Harris Barton, Ron Ferrari that's leading the way. I was honored enough to be the race starter last year. And this year we have 49er great and Hall of Fame linebacker Patrick Willis leading the way. It's a fun event for every fan because not only Patrick is going to be there, but we're going to have a lot of alumni players, some of the players that you know, fans looked up to that's going to run alongside with you. And, you know, it's a win-win for everyone. It keeps our fan base happy. At the same time, help those that went out there and laid it on the line for the city of San Francisco.
Jesse, best of luck with this event. We are huge fans of the Golden Heart Fund and everything that the organization does. We love the fact that we've heard constantly that other organizations around the league are all trying to sort of mimic what the 49ers have done here, because I know it's the first of its kind. So congratulations to you on your role in this, and best of luck with the event on Saturday, and we're going to send everybody your way.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Willard and Dennis, for having me on, and appreciate your support of the San Francisco 49ers.
Always, always. Jesse, thank you. There he is, the great Jesse Sapolu, joining us on Willard and Dibs. And if you do want to be a part of this, go to goldenheartfund.org. That's where you can get all of the information. And I'll just give you a quick idea of 4.9K in-person run, entry fees, $45. Want to do it virtually, $35. If you want to do the kids run, which is 0.49K, then $25. So this is something that is relatively affordable, and my goodness, you'd be doing a really, really good thing for some players that you used to sit around and watch.
Yeah, and you might be doing it with some of those players that you used to sit around and watch, yeah, because they're going to be there. Patrick Willis, the honorary starter of the race. So you go on out there and you toe the starting line and you get to see P. Willie, and Jesse will be out there, and so many other Niner greats.
And P. Willie, by the way, tomorrow, right, Lucas? Yeah. Is that confirmed? Yes?
I believe we're going to have him. We don't know timing.
Okay.
Yet,
so all right. We're working on getting the confirmation sensation. But we do believe that that Patrick Willis might be stopping by tomorrow right here on Willie and Dibby.
And some lightweight inspirational words from Jesse talking about the favorite ring he has, because he's got a fistful of them from winning the Super Bowl with the Niners. And the year was 1988, and they lost to the Los Angeles Raiders 9-3. Joe Montana had nothing going. Roger Craig couldn't get it cooking. They had lost 4 of 6 to go down to 6-5. Players only meeting, they promptly won 4 of their next 5, ran the table in the playoffs, beat Cincinnati in the Super Bowl, and, you know, 13-6 doesn't look that eye-popping, but you still wound up with a ring, even though in that year, they were 6-5 with 5 games to go.
You just need to be really good in January.
And December helps, too.
December helps, but like, yeah. This is, again, what I've said so often about this Niner season. Until I start seeing things like, yeah, McCaffrey's not playing this year. And until I see, yeah, sorry, Dre Greenlaw, we'll do next year. And oh, Juwan Jennings' hip is now degenerative. Like, if I start seeing stuff like that, maybe I'll get on the negative Nancy tip for the way this has gone so far. But what I see is a team that has been through a ton of adversity and is now 4-4 and tied for first place and has done this before, and the cavalry's coming. I don't know if they'll stay. I don't know if others will join the walking wounded. But as we sit here right now, I don't know, man. It feels to me like there's a rational space for a lot of optimism.
Yes, especially when you look at the division. And that's where I draw the most rational optimism, is that the NFC West is not a tremendously great division, and I'm just looking at Jesse's year in 1988, and you're sitting there at 6-5, and all is not lost because you still had 5 games left. You won 4 of them. You got in the playoffs, and then when you're a good veteran team, magic can happen. Joe Montana that year didn't even get 3,000 yards, 18 touchdowns, 10 picks.
He didn't get 3,000.
29-81. Now, Steve Young started 3 games,
sure,
went 2-1. But Montana's year, if Purdy had a year,
oh my gosh,
like Montana,
he'd be run out of town. Let's pay him $11 million a year.
$11 a year.
Seriously.
And I mean, the numbers I know are numbers.
And it's a different game.
Completely different game. Yeah, but just looking at Joe's year, 59.9 completion percentage. And 18 touchdowns, 10 picks, Super Bowl.
Yep. Speaking of optimism, there's plenty of it surrounding the Warriors' start at 4-1. And oh, by the way, they're built for a trade. And oh, by the way, apparently Giannis is leaving. Okay, I'm overstating it, but there's a little bit of a buzz starting around Giannis. We can get to that in a little bit. We still want to keep talking out Draymond. He said some stuff last night that makes us feel like, hey, it's a new Draymond, so are you buying it? We're taking your calls at 888-957-9570. Also, Brandon Pajemski was with us earlier today. He was fantastic. He didn't just talk basketball. He also talked about review calls. baseball careers and hair. And we'll have that for you coming up within the next half hour or so. Want to remind everybody again that another chance to qualify for the Vegas trip happens in the window of 5 to 5:30. And that is obviously 22 minutes away. We'll have more on that around the corner. But all of that is to tell you what's coming so that we can clear a little space for what's happening right now.
What's happening, Mark? What's happening?
Oh, we fading to Debbers.
What?
It's time for...
Fade to Debbers.
Please explain.
Nostra Tiblis gives out his pick. You bet against it. You make money.
Cash me out one time.
It's that simple.
Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Dibs, what's the lock of the day?
All right, allow me to set the table as it is wide receiver survivor, the Houston Texans. No Nico Collins, no Stephon Diggs, the New York Jets, no Alan Lazard. He is heading for IR as well. However, Davante Adams, he's in. Tank Dell, he's in. Garrett Wilson, he's in. Are you in? Dan Dibley, the Jets are laying 2.5.
I'm in, and I'm in because I have to be in, but I'm actually in because I do think that this is a solid pick. You look at these teams, and the Texans are, by most measurements, a better team. Mm-hmm. But I look at the Jets at 2-6, and I think, well, you're better than 2-6. You should be better. And if this isn't a must-win for the Jets, and I don't believe that it is mathematically, emotionally, and from a realistic standpoint, the Jets need to get something going here. You want to get something started. Mama say, mama saw,
mama makusa. Yeah.
This is a Michael Jackson special for the Jets. They want to be starting something. I think they will be starting something. Give me the Jets and the 2.5, Kukush.
Well, you're not.
I'll lay the 2.5.
Thank you. I was going to say.
You don't
get the Jets and the 2.5. You have to give the 2.5. You have to send the 2.5 out the door. You have to send it to Houston, Dibbers.
I'll take the Jets and I'll lay the 2.5.
There you go. And if you lay the card, you need to play the card.
I'm on the Jets, yeah. 2.5 is, right, to me, it's nothing. And this is one of those classic, like,
lean into it, Dibs.
Not only that, but
lean into
this
it.
Is like it's a hold your nose special because the Jets are more likely to disappoint again.
Maybe.
But honestly, well, like, home team on a Thursday night, the Texans have to travel, and the Jets, I honestly do think that they've got to be the more motivated team.
Okay.
Because their season's not over.
When you and I started this show, what did we promise each other?
Authenticity.
Okay. So, I'm going to do something that I don't normally do.
Oh, this is awkward.
Because it's authentic.
Yep.
I sat down last night, and I looked at the number. I go, hey, what's the fade to Dibbers dealio for tomorrow? And I looked at the number, and I went, ooh, that's a lean into it. And for those of you who don't speak gambling, what a lean into it is when you look at a spread, and you're like, why the hell is that the spread? Why would that be the spread? Why is a 6-2 team a dog to a 2-6 team? That doesn't make any sense. So when you see that, there's a reason. Lean into it. So I saw that last night. And Dibs, I didn't wait to fade. I didn't wait for your answer. It's not like you lose every game.
I don't. I'm barely below 500.
And I saw it. When I saw it, it was only 2. It was only 2.
Okay.
So I saw it and I went, oh. Oh, I love the Jets in
this particular
spot. So tonight, the segment name does not change.
Okay.
But my action does. I will not fade the Dibbers.
Yeah, because you already made the bet.
I believe you have made a wonderful selection.
I'll fade them for you.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Gandy. I want somebody to win some money around here. Come on.
Well, if you do want to fade me, you may want to wait a few minutes because I see it in some shops at 3.
It's moving. It is.
So it might move to 3. Yeah.
ESPN has it at 3.
Yep.
I think Vegas is listening to this segment and they're going to adjust accordingly.
Hang on. Sources telling me it's now 5.5. It is now 5.5 after that selection. No, I do. I think the Jets are going to win the football game tonight. Watch, they'll probably win by 1. Anyway, so from 5 to 5:30 today, Your chance to win two tickets to the Scorpions March 6th show, PH Live, Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Two-night hotel stay there as well. Round-trip airfare for two. All because we're going to give you a code word and you're going to text it to 20357. But that'll happen between 5 and 5:30. So make sure you're ready for that. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. We're also brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Springwater. 888-957-9570. Your calls now. Draymond says he's a new man. You believe him? We'll take your calls next on Willard and Dibbs.
Ball thrown to Buddy Hield by Draymond. Pulls up for a jumper at the buzzer. Got it! Oh, what a pass by Draymond. Right down the middle of the floor. Led Buddy Hield up, who made the run, the catch, the shot. And the Warriors will take a four-point lead to the break.
Bay Area, it's Buddy Hield. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7, The Game. Hey, Dib, your pick stinks.
We're still rolling through ones that we're hearing for the first time. Buddy was the most efficient.
Yeah.
That was really quick. Hey, Dibs, your pick stink.
That was quick.
Hey, it's Buddy Hill. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7, The Game. Hey, Dib, your pick stink.
Your pick stink.
Hello.
There, am I done?
You're Jamaican me crazy.
Totally.
He got you.
Beat
he
the shot clock.
Yeah, he did.
Your pick stink.
Your pick stink was as quick as his release.
Totally.
Boom. Gone.
Unblockable. Your pick stink. It's great. Well, we'll see. I'm on the Jets tonight, coming up here in about 20 minutes or so, Thursday Night Football. Yeah. And you start feeling a little sad, a little forlorn as we get to week 9 in the NFL.
Stop. It's going
after
too
this
fast.
Week,
I know it's the halfway
season's
point.
Halfway over, which is why I was telling two director of sports, great time to get Scott Hansen on the show as we get to the halfway point and get his thoughts and feelings, and the guy who watches absolutely everything all day, every day.
Are there any celebs? And like for me, it's not the biggest celebs. Like if Taylor Swift were in the room, I'd be like, I'd love for you. Can we call my daughter? Can you FaceTime my daughter? You know what I mean? She would freak out. But I would just be like, wow, that's Taylor Swift. There's certain other BCD level celebrities that make me geek out.
Yeah.
And Scott Hansen is one of them.
Yeah.
I will, and we had him on last year.
Yep.
Total geek out. Like, he did that thing, remember, where he was like, he spoke directly to my sons who sit there and watch Red Zone all day long because I'm a terrible dad on Sundays. And, you should have seen their faces lit up when they listened to it. They literally were starstruck.
That's pretty cool.
By Scott Hansen.
Well, he's a big figure in their life.
Yep.
And 1/7 of the week, they spend probably 7 hours. 7 hours.
7 hours.
With Scott Hansen.
Well, right. And there's still something about being on the person's TV. Like, especially the kids.
Yeah.
They're like, he's in that little box. Like, oh my God, this is a big deal. You and I could sit here on the radio for 1,000 hours a week. But when we go do a TV appearance for 5 seconds, the kids are like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh,
it's big time.
Yeah. So, anyway.
For me, it's probably Kevin Harlan, even though we've had him on, and even though I've.
Right
you
between
know,
the eyes!
I've done, like, lower level what he does, the things that he does, and the travel that he gets to do, and all the big games. Like, tonight, undoubtedly, he'll be doing the game on the radio.
Yep.
The Thursday night game, and I just really, really enjoy the way he approaches it because it's information, but it's also just hilarity. The dude is hilarious.
He's fantastic and a very, very nice man.
Oh, great guy.
Yeah,
great guy.
I love this game tonight. This is going to be a fun one. Jets and Texans. So check this out. Look, nobody's looking at the standings in the NBA a week in. That's silliness, right? But I also just, I don't want to undersell what the Warriors have done right now. They're 4-1 in the Western Conference. Only one team has a better start. That's the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're 4-0. Technically, the Warriors right now are the 2 seed. Now, that doesn't mean anything. That's silly. That's not the point I'm trying to make. But what I am trying to say is if you look at the Western Conference, and we've gotten to dip our toe in the water a little bit, right? There's the what we thought we know, and then there's the what we do know, and then there's the what it kind of looks like maybe we didn't know. You know, for instance, I heard a lot of people all off season go, well, Memphis will be back because Ja. Guess what? I don't think they're back. And I don't think that they're the same team. You know, they've lost a lot of other people. And, you know, I'm not a big Dylan Brooks fan, for example, but he was a starter and he was an enforcer in some ways on that basketball team. He plays for the Rockets now. So I had kind of one eye open to Memphis to begin with of like, is that it? Is it just Ja Morant? That's it? And now they're going to be the five seed? I don't know if I buy that. And after watching them so far the last week and a half, I really don't buy it. So that, for example, the Pelicans are injured, but they're off to a wobbly start. You know, the Nuggets are 2-2, the Wolves are 2-2, whatever. We know that those are good basketball teams. Lakers got off to a good start, but then they lost a couple in a row. I guess what I'm getting at is, I really don't think, as a Warrior fan, you should have to bottle up your excitement because it's early. These games are a huge deal because you are banking wins when you know that the Western Conference, and whether you're the 3 seed or the 7 seed, is probably going to spin based on 2 to 5 games. And you just played 2 games without Steph Curry and Andrew Wiggins, and you won them both by double digits. So I don't care who the opponent was. I think that this is a really big deal, and we are only another, I don't know, week away from really being able to let the excitement out of the bag if you want.
Well, we'll see how the 5-game road trip goes. And when they come off the 5-game trip, if they come back 3-2 or better, then yeah, you can continue to be excited because that is not an easy trip. You've got Boston and Oklahoma City on it, including, I think, OKC is the 5th of 5 games. You open up with Houston, and you may or may not have Steph Curry. I'm not sure if we've gotten any indication. The sense that I got from talking to people is that maybe that is the 3rd of the 3 games that he will sit. We don't know for sure, but you know, you got a 5-game trip. How much do you want to, you know, you're not going to rush him back there, but it felt to me like maybe that would be one more game he'd miss. We're going to find out. Wiggins, I think, will play. He was close to
he
playing.
He was close last night, yeah.
And DeAnthony Melton, I mean, all bets are off on that one based on the reoccurring back injury. When, well, you have a back issue.
Right, and now I think you chill for that for a second too, right? Like, there's no rush there, right, especially because of Lindy Waters.
There's no rush on any of them, but especially a guy who has a back issue, and he came in with a back issue. But I look at that 5-game road trip, Mark, as an early test, because you can look at these first 5 games and say Portland and Utah are bad, and I do think that's one thing that we knew that we knew, and it looks to be the case. Like, you knew Oklahoma City and Dallas were going to be good. You expected Minnesota and Denver to be good. You expected the two LAs, Phoenix and the Warriors, to all be in that middle. And then your Sacramentos and your Memphises and your New Orleans, maybe a tier below that. And I do think that's how it's going to shake out. But through 5 games, Portland and Utah were bad. You crushed them. New Orleans is injured and probably not as good as you. You swept them. And then the Clippers beat you in a game that was mostly head up. I know Steph got hurt, but so things have kind of gone the way I would have figured they would go.
By the way, can I just say this real quick about the Portland Trailblazers?
Sure.
Right. They're young. They're not good. They're not a threat, right? Oh, okay. The Warriors go in there and beat them by 36 points on opening night. Since then, they have played 4 more basketball games. They are 2-2 in those basketball games. And they lost to the Pelicans by 2. They beat the Pelicans by 22. Then they lost at Sacramento by 13. And then they went to the home of the Clippers, the brand new arena, and beat them. So this is what I'm getting at. I'm certainly not sitting here trying to tell you that the Portland Blazers are a good team. What I am telling you is that this is the NBA, and you cannot just flick off the idea of the Warriors blowing these teams out. It's one thing to say, oh, you beat a bad team. And if you beat them by 4, then you're like, yeah, whatever. No, you're beating them by 30. You're beating them by almost 40. Like, that's what a good team does. To me, you can see a good team, which is when another team comes in that's a weakling, you blow them off the floor. You don't even let them get started. And then the other aspect of this is that there are only, and again, if you want to blame it on bad teams, you can. There are only two teams in the NBA right now who are holding their opponents to an average of under 100 points.
Yeah.
There are only two teams doing that, is Oklahoma City and Golden State. End of list. That is a thing. That is a thing. The recipe that the Warriors have right now, the roster is not ready to go win a title, and who cares about that? That's so many months away. But the way they're playing, the recipe, the style of play, man, I really do not think it's too early to say they're onto something.
I think they're onto something, sure. And you could look at their point differential. They're number one at plus 20 per game, 20.4. And a lot of that is a byproduct of who they've played. But the other number you mentioned, 99 points a game allowed, is a thing. And it's a focus. And they came into the year telling us that they wanted to be better defensively. They wanted to play faster and also be good defensively. And I asked Steve if that's possible. And he said, absolutely. And it comes down to live ball turnovers and also just being dedicated to transition defense and getting back if things don't go your way on offense. And so far through five games, they've done that. They've shown a dedication to defense. And I think last night was a great example of that.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.